Our scripture reading schedule, as you find it in the bulletin in that first portion, continues our journey through the Pentateuch. We have concluded the book of Exodus, and we have begun the book of Leviticus. And last week, as we began the book of Leviticus, those first five chapters detailed for us five kinds of sacrifices and the material to be used in those sacrifices. Remember the context here. Exodus closed with God taking up his dwelling in the midst of his people by filling the tabernacle with his glory. And so Leviticus proceeds to give instruction from God for his people in the details of approaching him in worship and living with him in their midst. To be the people of God with God dwelling in their midst would require the people to live in a way that is shaped by holiness and consecration. They would indeed be a unique people in every way. As we turn to the chapters for this week, chapters 6 and 7, these continue from the end of chapter 5, now giving God's instruction on how those five different kinds of sacrifices with all of the different elements in them are to be used. In chapters 8 and 9, this is then applied to the consecration of Aaron and his sons for priestly service in the tabernacle. Again, we should note the diligent care mentioned in doing precisely what God commanded through Moses. There are sacrifices first for Aaron and his sons, and then Aaron and his sons offer sacrifices on behalf of the people. These move through a sequence of sin offering, whole burnt offering, and then a peace offering. The general meaning of this sequence reflects the need to deal with sin and then be completely given to the Lord's service and finally to enjoy fellowship with him. Chapter 9 closes with God accepting the burnt offering by sending fire from his presence to consume the whole offering. Chapter 10 records then the carelessness of Nadab and Abihu, Aaron's sons. They went to burn incense before the Lord using what the text calls strange fire. That is, fire not from the altar provided by God himself, and particularly, as the text says, not commanded by God. As a result, fire comes out from the presence of the Lord and devours Nadab and Abihu. We see the great necessity of careful obedience in worship ordinances and anything having to do with the sacred presence of God. Aaron and his remaining sons were still in the process of being set apart for service, and so they were not allowed to interrupt this to take up mourning. They were required to stay in the tabernacle, continuing in the process of consecration. After the bodies of Nadab and Abihu are removed, the Lord continues the instruction to Aaron and his sons. The chapter closes with Moses finding that a particular offering had not been eaten, but instead fully burnt up. This was apparently a portion of the sin offering that was to be a peace offering and eaten. Aaron appeals to Moses, saying that the events of the day had made it impossible to eat the offering before the Lord. And this satisfied Moses' judgment. Chapters 11 through 13, concluding the week's schedule, provide a series of instructions dealing now with cleanliness laws. Foods, animals, events such as childbirth, and then uncleanness of skin or clothing. the disease of the skin is traditionally translated as leprosy, but this is not identical to the disease that we call leprosy in our day. The things described here that bring uncleanness are both afflictions of the skin and things that appear as imperfections in the clothing. We see revealed here just the beginning of God's requirements for their careful manner of life as His special people. What they were to understand was that they would be leading a scrupulous life of careful attention to all the details of every part of life and worship. And they were to understand that this outward requirement was a picture of their inward spiritual care to walk in holiness before God. Now, it was easy for the people to lose sight of this spiritual meaning and to walk in a kind of rote obedience to those outward ordinances, emptying them of their content, if you will. But we should not neglect that meaning. And indeed, as we see recorded by the psalmist, there were those so anointed by the Spirit to understand the meaning and to walk in an outward and inward obedience, taking care of those details of life outwardly and understanding the meaning of walking circumspectly, scrupulously, with an inward obedience. Now, I wish to read in your hearing this morning just a brief portion from that pivotal chapter, chapter 10, where the flow of the text is interrupted by the wrath of God against Nadab and Abihu. It would seem such a minor thing. They are taking up the censer, the instruments that are theirs for burning incense before the presence of God, but they did not do so in keeping with the command of God. And we see God's assessment through Moses when Moses instructs that this is in keeping with what God had instructed about the care that must be taken in approaching Him. He must be regarded as holy, and before all the people, He must be glorified. And so we must heed the instruction to us. In all worship ordinances, we must walk circumspectly, right? We must take great care to do what God has commanded, not to do what He has not commanded, and to approach Him with reverence, that He may be glorified. And so we'll read just this brief portion, chapter 10, verses 1 through 7. Let's stand together. And let us hear and heed this, the holy, infallible, inerrant word of Almighty God. This is God's very word. Leviticus chapter 10, verses 1 through 7. Then Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, each took his censer and put fire in it, put incense on it, and offered profane fire before the Lord, which He had not commanded them. So fire went out from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. And Moses said to Aaron, "This is what the Lord spoke, saying, by those who come near me, I must be regarded as holy, and before all the people, I must be glorified." So Aaron held his peace. Then Moses called Mishael and Elzaphan, the sons of Uziel, the uncle of Aaron, and said to them, "Come near, carry your brethren from before the sanctuary, out of the camp." So they went near and carried them by their tunics out of the camp, as Moses had said. And Moses said to Aaron and to Eleazar and Ithamar, his sons, "Do not uncover your heads, nor tear your clothes, lest you die, and wrath come upon all the people. But let your brethren, the whole house of Israel, bewail the burning which the Lord has kindled." You shall not go out from the door of the tabernacle of meeting, lest you die, for the anointing oil of the Lord is upon you. And they did according to the word of Moses.